Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Was fully expecting the pressure to come for Bevo, but the reality is we're the ones who are out there performing. I feel like the coaches are really preparing us really well and really setting us up to go out there and win and have success, and ultimately we're the ones that are going out there playing and the ones that aren't performing. So as a playing group, we're really disappointed that we're not going out there and delivering on what we want to deliver. You know, we love playing for him. He bleeds red, white and blue. He's a bulldog man. Me personally, I love playing for him. I think he's a great coach and a great human being, and I love playing underneath him.
Adam Treloar was the man chosen, or the player chosen, to front up for the Western Bulldogs at the start of the week, and front up he did. He's with Luke Beveridge, but of course, we wouldn't expect anything else. The support of the players, if you like. And these are the steps we see taken. It's running a course at the moment. Perhaps a predictable one or inevitable one. The long-term tenure from Bevo, the losing of games seem to be distinctly winnable. The controversial selection piece, the battle to provide a consistent message over future direction, etc., etc. The only thing that corrects it is winning games. So it's Richmond next, but then the Giants, the Swans, the Pies and the Lions. And the crosshairs are very much locked on Luke Beveridge. And it's a rocky road on the very near horizon for him and his club. So the part that I find fascinating here, and Matthew Egan did speak to Jared Waitley this morning. Luke Hodge spoke about it at length. Many people have over the course of the week. Really, to get to the heart of this, is the assessment of just how good the squad actually is. Is it just not good enough? Is the list just not there? And has the game gone past a few of them? Or, like some say, is this very much a final side just not maximising its ability? Because the Dogs, based on their own preseason ambition and the words of their president, Kylie Watson-Wheeler, this week, certainly suggest the latter. They're a top eight team. And that's the only thing that matters here. Should they be better? Well, their off-season recruitment certainly suggests they were shooting for the now, doesn't it? Yes, Riley Sanders came in. Yes, Jordan Croft came in as another father-son, and they used some late draft picks. But Nick Caulfield arrived, James Harms arrived, and obviously, the likes of Rory Lobb were traded for in late 2023. Where should they be is the question. How good should they be, and should they be better? Those questions were asked by Jared Waitley of Luke Hodge earlier today.
Should they be better than they are?
Should they? That's a hard question. I think if you look at the list and where they thought they were going to be and where we all thought they were going to be, I feel they should be. This is the part when you got some quality players. I watched their VFL side when they played Essendon a month ago, and they were stacked. Their VFL side could have almost beaten their senior side. That's how stacked they were with quality players. With the selection that they've got coming through, it looks like that maybe the list wasn't to where they thought, and they're trying to top up with a few guys and give them an opportunity. Unfortunately, with the expectation from the outside world, is the list should be better. And where are they sitting at the moment? They're sitting two games out of the eight, sitting in an 11th spot. But the teams that are above them are Collingwood, and their next month is going to be a real big question of where they're going to can they make the finals towards the end of the year.
Well, expectations matter, and all that matters here is what the Western Bulldogs think they should be, and then what they're seeing unfold in front of them. But it is an interesting discussion in and amongst it all, is that the wildly differing opinions on just what Luke Beveridge has got at his disposal. Is it any good? And should they be better? Clearly, they should be beating Hawthorn. Clearly, they should be doing that. And clearly, they should be beating Richmond. But in terms of the matchups they've got coming up after that, the Giants, Sydney, Collingwood and Brisbane, on paper, do we expect them to be winning those games? Matthew Egan is the fresh set of eyes in at the Witten Oval, the new head of football brought in to run the day-to-day amid the reshuffling after the review of Peter Jackson. And it was good to hear from him this morning. He was strong on a number of fronts, particularly the questions, as you're about to hear, concerning Luke Beveridge and his motivation.
Does the coach have the fire for that fight?
Yeah, he sure does. Yeah, he's an incredible coach, Bevo, and I've been blown away with how aggressive some of the comments have been in the media about a guy who's been coaching 10 years at the footy club with a grand final win and obviously being in the grand final only 3 years ago. It feels like it's been a little bit aggressive and personal against Bevo. He's an incredible coach. He's an innovator. Someone, you know, when you're playing against Bulldogs, they're quite tricky to play. You know, they're always looking to do things slightly different around the ball. You know, he had a big influence on the handball game that the Bulldogs, you know, have ran with for years. But he's always looking to change and look for new ways of winning. And I feel like he's got a pretty good record, Jared, and there'd be a lot of coaches out there would take his record so far as a coach. So he's definitely got the energy, that's for sure.
Pretty strong defence there from Matthew Egan. So the Werribee Kia open line, 1300 736 736. Werribee Kia always makes buying cars easy. Your thoughts on the Dogs? So they're 3-5 with a healthy percentage. They're 3-5 wanting to be the Giants and the Blues of last year. Battle throughout the year. Can they catch fire and get ahead of steam up? Or is the season going to lurch from bad to worse? Bart, I'll see you in Donvale. You're first up. If you want to file behind Bart, you can do it on the Werribee Kia open line. We'll turn our attention to the Dogs a little bit further on the other side of this.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
The reason for consistency has probably been the discussion. You know, we are a team that's got some players. We've got 8 players under 50 games, Jared, and we're not a rebuilding team, but there is some inconsistencies in our performances so far. So no doubt we're trying to find the reasons for those things and then try to implement them going forward against Richmond this week. Really strong belief in our list of high-end talent, obviously some really experienced players, with some younger guys coming through that we can make some change. I was lucky enough to be at Geelong in 2022 when, you know, mid-season we were 6-4 and had some losses where I remember in-depth conversations around tweaking little things week to week that ultimately have great change on your program and your game style. So, yeah, there's some slight things we need to make some adjustment at this stage, but it's only 3-5, Jerry. We've got some time on our side.
That was Matthew Egan continuing with Jared Waitley this morning. Bart's been waiting patiently in Donvale. Bart, you stay on the Bulldogs. Welcome to you.
Hi, Sam. Yeah, look, I agree with him that there's still time for them to make the 8. It's not too late. But I think their biggest problem, and it's a bit of a discussion you were having before, about do you want 2 tall backs or 2 tall forwards? Mm. Now, their Achilles heel is that they're not a great intercept. I mean, Liam Jones is a terrific player, but you need a second intercept marker. And in recent times, and even going back as far, quite back actually, you need to have them to be a premiership threat. Otherwise, they're just going to be towards the bottom of the 8. Because they've got plenty forwards. And I think the coach is just, I don't know if it's the coach or the coaching staff collectively, but they're being stubborn on not moving Norton back, because he was an All-Australian junior at centre-half back. And he, I don't know, we all can see it, but why don't they do it is the big question.
I know, it's a Groundhog Day topic if ever there was one, but yeah, so maybe it's Jones and Norton down back, and obviously Jamara and Darcy and Rory Lobb, even forward of centre, is one that I think most Bulldog supporters would be happy with. Off the text, this is interesting, and thanks for your call, Bart, by the way. Sam, Dog supporter, why are they so protective of Bevo? We won the grand final 8 years ago. And they won't let him go because no one is available until 2025. We need a coach with experience. That's from Dave. Well, so what's the statute of limitations on a premiership? Like, what does a flag buy you in terms of time? How long is it relevant for? Does it mean you depart under your own steam at season's end if that's the path, or is it a messy, perhaps nasty sacking still a possible outcome? Adam Simpson's 2018 premiership, did that save him last year when all hope appeared to be lost? They did make a grand final as well. Luke Beveridge can clearly coach, but the question is, what has he got at his disposal, and is he still getting the most out of them, out of that playing group that he should be? Carl, a poignant reminder that after round 9 of 2022, Geelong were 5-4 and certainly didn't look like premiership favourites. A kindly reminder to anyone thinking they are the AFL's version of Nostradamus. If Richmond bring the pressure, don't be surprised if they beat the Dogs, says Joe. All 5 losses by the Dogs this season have been against teams who have brought the heat. Or all 5 losses, rather. What is he trying to say? All 5 losses against sides who have brought the heat. And serious opposition pressure is currently the Bulldogs' kryptonite. Hello, says Arthur. I'm a Western Bulldogs supporter. I have a lot of respect for the achievements of the Beveridge era. However, every week I see extremely gifted group of players attempting to beat teams respectfully with lesser ranked lists without success. I believe any effective system will beat a group of gifted individuals. I think a new contemporary system where maximising scoring for the ample possession the Dogs get, all things have an end and the Dogs are ready for a change. I feel, Susan says, there's been unfair criticism of Bevo. I'm old enough to remember that great Geelong side of 63. We all thought they would win multiple flags. They made the 67 grand final, which they lost. Fred Swift's mark was in the second tier of the Olympic stand, then took until 2007 for a premiership. Footy is hard, Susan says. Winning grand finals is hard. It makes the Brisbane and Hawthorn three-peats all the more remarkable. As a Pies fan, says Sharon, the media going after Luke Beveridge and his job is such poor form. Clearly the mental health space is just window dressing in the AFL. No one cares. It's not a sport hounding a coach like this. Be better, all media. That's from Sharon in Glen Iris. Stephen Elmore, the dog wagging the tail. Bevo not strong enough to make Norton go back. Scared he will leave. Jeez, Stevie's contracted for about 2 decades, Aaron Norton, at the kennel. So they could. I don't think that's the problem. I think what Bevo's doing is what Bevo believes. Trent in Werribee, premierships are worth whatever the club deems them to be worth. A club like the Western Bulldogs having limited success breeds an inability to separate from a failing cause. A club that actively seeks success makes the tough calls and reaps the rewards that follow. Dwayne's World, Sam Edmund sitting in for the pipe. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll work our way up to the news. And we're not too far away. In our final hour, we'll catch up with Bruno Fornaroli, star striker, of course, for Melbourne Victory. And we're going to talk to Shea Bolton-Brown, Melbourne Mavericks general manager of football. So plenty to come on Dwayne's World. Stick around.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
The Bulldogs won a flag 7 years ago and played in a grand final 3 years ago. Melbourne played in their last grand final 3 years ago also. We need to see another month of footy yet. Bevo needs a break despite last weekend's poor result. And that's from a Pies supporter. And then there's this. It would be nice to make it through a whole week without someone trying to change a rule in the game. This week I've heard about red cards, extra time, the sub rule, the stand rule, 666, the ruck nomination rule, and the bounce of the ball. Actually, just on the 666, that's good timing because Richo in Brisbane, regarding all these rules, can anyone tell me why they have a goal square now that the fullback can kick in over the square and run off the kick? Remember the old days, umpires balled it up if they went over the square. Richo, to the best of my knowledge, it's only there for the 666. I can't think, unless I'm missing something, any other reason it's there. A player has to start inside the goal square at the resumption of play. But other than that, I think it's just window dressing, to be honest. On the other side of the news, we're going to update you on the rest of the day's footy news. A big concession from Damien Hardwick up at the Gold Coast. Brad Scott has spoken as well on a number of topics. And we're going to catch up with Melbourne Victory star Bruno Fornaroli and the Melbourne Mavericks GM of netball, Shea Bolton-Brown. All of that and your calls and texts come on Dwayne's World as we enter our final hour. Stick around. Sam Edmund sitting in for the pipe. And I'm loving your company this afternoon, so please keep it coming.